This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Strong winds in Los Angeles prompting authorities to issue evacuation orders Saturday for desert communities that lost some homes. The pattern is similar to Friday when winds pushed a fire onto the desert floor, causing it to explode in size and destroy homes. Southern California wildfire sparked Bernardino National Forest. House that contained the poison ricin. That's according to a U.S. law enforcement official who spoke to the Associated Press. The U.S. official says the envelope was intercepted at a government facility that screens mail addressed to the White House and President Trump. In Canada, a statement from the Royal Canadian Mounted Police says the letter appears to have originated from there. The FBI says there is no known threat to public safety. Amid an exceptionally busy Atlantic hurricane season, the Texas coast is preparing for a tropical storm that could strengthen into a hurricane in the days ahead. Both the city of Galveston and Galveston County on Saturday issued voluntary evacuation orders ahead of Tropical Storm Beta. Officials say the system could approach hurricane strength as it approaches Texas Monday. Forecasters have issued a tropical storm warning. Tropical storm warning is in effect for Bermuda due to Hurricane Teddy. This is VOA News. U.S. President Trump is suggesting that his Supreme Court nominee to fill the vacancy created after the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is going to be a woman.
I've gotten to know many of them. I think it's probably, from a legal standpoint, from a sophisticated understanding of the law, from a constitutional standpoint, I think it's the greatest list ever since.
The remaining justices and two former
dying devotion to the law and her grace as a colleague. Chief Justice John Roberts describes her as a jurist of historic stature and a tireless and resolute champion of justice. Justice Clarence Thomas calls Ginsburg a dear colleague and friend, a superb judge who gave her best and exacted the best from each of us, whether in agreement or disagreement. While Justice Sonia Sotomayor calls Ginsburg an American hero who spent her life fighting for the equality of all people. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Trump on Saturday touted what he called a fantastic deal that could see Oracle and Walmart become U.S. tech partners for TikTok, which the president is seeking to ban over security concerns. Speaking to reporters on the White House South Lawn, says he supports the proposed deal between Oracle and Walmart for the U.S. operations of TikTok.
They'll be hiring at least 25,000 people. It'll most likely be incorporated in Texas. It'll be a brand new company.
About 100 million Americans use TikTok, and you Mr. Trump's critics have said that the while TikTok security risks are unclear, the sweeping ban he had proposed raised concerns about the government's ability to regulate free expression. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny says he's recovering his verbal and physical abilities at the German hospital where he's being treated for suspected nerve agent poisoning. AP's Zaria Shockley.
Navalny, the most visible opponent of Russian President Vladimir Putin, fell ill on a domestic flight to Moscow on the 20th of August and was transferred to Germany for treatment 2 days later. A German military lab later determined that the Russian politician was poisoned with Novichok, the same class of Soviet-era agent that Britain said was used on a former Russian spy and his daughter in England in 2018. Navalny was kept in an induced coma for more than a week while being treated with an antidote. I'm Zaria Shakili.
And you can find more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.